Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading titled, Angel Companions, was written by Ann Cetus. As medical test after medical test filled up Bev's schedule, she grew overwhelmed and weary. Doctors alarmed her when they told her they were looking for cancer somewhere in her body. Each day, God faithfully encouraged her with the promises of His presence and an abiding peace when she turned to Him or read the Bible. She battled with the uncertainties and frequently learned to roll the what-ifs onto God's shoulders. One morning, Bev came across a verse in Exodus 23 that popped out from the page to her heart before a serious surgery. "I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way." Those words were spoken by God through Moses to His people, the Israelites. He was giving His laws for His people to follow and leading them to a new land. But in the middle of those instructions, He told them He would send an angel ahead of them to guard them along the way. Even though this wasn't Bev's life situation, she remembered that the care of angels is mentioned elsewhere in Scripture too. Psalm 91:11 says, "He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." And Hebrews 1:14 tells us, "God sends angels as ministering spirits to serve believers in Jesus." If we know Christ, He's got an angel or angels near us to minister to us as well. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 through 26. "See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. My angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces. Worship the Lord your God, and His blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan." Let's pray. We're grateful, dear God, that you are always near us, and you also have your angels watching over your children. When the future is unclear and seems threatening, help us to take comfort in your love. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.